Hello, Audio Boo. It's all one word here. It's quite late now. It's 10 to 11 at night on Tuesday, the 20th of May, 2014. Day two of the Hadrian's Wall Path trek that Dean Reed and I are on. And today, things for me personally went from bad to worse. I've clearly worn the incorrect boots for this terrain and distance. Don't get me wrong, they are awesome boots, but they are quite literally just for climbing mountains, and I mean quite, you know, aggressive mountains at that, like Scarfell Pike that we went up. Because I am currently suffering like you just would not believe. I've tweeted a few pictures out tonight, and I'll use one of those pictures as the art for this audio boot. But Dean and I should be somewhere in the region of Steel Rig wild camping. Something that I was looking particularly forward to. But we're not. We're back in my parents' house. I want to say I had to cut short the route today, and that's probably the right terminology to use. But it was more out of necessity. The boots that I've got were causing extreme pain in the bottom of the sole of my foot, in the heel area. And I actually thought my heels were bruised. There was that much pain, constant pain. But it would appear that I was having blisters forming, but it didn't feel like blisters. You know, I've had blisters before, and it didn't feel like that. I just felt, you know, like the insoles. Without getting too technical, the insoles in my boots were causing the pain. So it, with every step, I was in great pain, and the ibuprofen worked to an extent, but I was in a bit of a bad way. So I had to the first kind of call to action was to phone my parents. Bloody hell, check me out, 35 years old, I'm still phoning home for my parents' help, but phone for my parents, and this is after a phone call this morning that my dad phoned me first thing this morning asking if he should come and, you know, meet us somewhere to take the weight off my back, because he knew how bad my feet were. But anyway, I did subsequently phone and say, can you meet us in this location? So they met us in the village of Walton, where we bumped into actually in the tea room there behind the church, we bumped into a lady we met the day before yesterday. I mean, we met yesterday. American lady, about Dean and I reckon she must be about 60, but she's in really good shape for her age, and we sat and talked to her for a while. My parents arrived, and basically, I stripped back everything, and they brought my day sack. They brought my day sack, and basically in the day sack I just carried Camelback with about a litre and a half of water in, a little platypus water bag with about half a litre in, snacky food, and waterproof jacket, trousers. I think that's all I was carrying, really. And Dean and I went on our merry way from Walton. Dean stripped down as well to just take the essentials, really. And the idea was that my dad would meet us at Steel Rig tonight, aiming off to be there for about... Well, actually, it was going to be a bit later. So aiming off to be there for probably... 7, half 7, 8 o'clock, and then he would we would take back our kit in order to, you know, pitch tents and whatnot. And then the next day he would meet us on the night time at the next location where we'd be staying, and he would take it all off us, essentially, because we're sleeping in you know, under somebody else's roof, so to speak, on for the Wednesday and Thursday night. And but yeah, I mean, that didn't happen. So it got to a point, and I said to Dean, I said, I need to be realistic. I said, this is getting worse with quite literally every single step that I'm taking. So we got to Greenhead, which is just a couple of miles further on from Gilsland. And ultimately 26 kilometres. So we'd done 26 kilometres today. So not massive distance really, but did about 26 kilometres, which is about 4 or 5 miles. Yeah, 4 or 5 miles short of today's full distance. Picked up and came home, whereupon I realised the full extent of damage. I mean, it's only blisters, but holy shite. The blister on the back of each heel very nearly goes down to the sole of my foot. But, you know, you're talking a good 3 by 2 inches on the heel of each foot. Also today, this morning I'd had a couple of brief text message conversations, and then my wife phoned me and she says, ultimately, she says, I've sent your Salomon boots. They're going to be there before 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So you just need to get through today. So she knows how much I need to complete this. At the absolute very least, I need to get to Segedinum. At the very, very, very least. Which means I'll have completed the Hadrian's Wall path. But ultimately, from Segedinum up the coast, I think it's another 7 miles or something. Ultimately, the last day is 15 miles. So maybe 10 miles. What am I talking about? In between kind of 7 and 9 miles, really, from Segedinum up to Whitley Bay. So it was so good of her. She sent them on a arrive by 9 a.m. Royal Mail courier. Now it sounds pretty pathetic, but this is what your support crew do. You know, this is what your support crew do. Yeah, I haven't cried off to anybody. I've got to convince myself of this. I haven't cried off to my parents. I haven't cried off to my wife. I want to continue. I could have quite easily just stopped. I could have stopped after 5 miles this morning, like we did anyway, and I could have said to Dean, I'm not going any further. But I didn't. I continued as much as I physically could, in the realisation that if I did go any further, I actually could have caused myself serious injury, in as much as that I wouldn't be able to walk. At least now, although I've got two hideous blisters, one on each heel there, or on the back of the heel, at least I'm in with a chance that tomorrow morning I can strap myself up and try my boots on. It's going to be painful. I have no doubts about that, but I want to continue, and I've put so much into this. You know, financially, but, you know, I am going to complete it. Well, I am going to do it. At least I've got the willpower. It's just the pain is the factor. I feel embarrassed. I feel embarrassed. If I was doing this by myself, if Dean wasn't here, I think I'd probably stop, to be fair. Hard one to call. Because I obviously always intended to do it by myself. Never mind, we'll see what tomorrow brings. It's 11 o'clock now, and so I'm going to get some sleep. Oh, God, it's so painful. I can't have anything touch my heels. It's so painful. Never mind. Okay. See you in the morning. Thanks for listening. All one word. One word. Out. Out.